You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks, Morales. I saw this quote from Damian Lillard, and I wanted to get your take on it. He says he has not much of a life in Milwaukee, and that he's lonely.
Okay.
He says, I go to practice, go home, watch boxing, play video games. Man, I type in this boxing website, fight hype on YouTube on 100 times a day and be praying for something new to be on there. Seriously, I don't have much of a life. Is that a shot at Milwaukee, or is he just bored?
No. He broke up with his wife, and
did he?
After years and years of marriage,
oh, yeah.
Three kids, I believe.
Oh, no.
He's missing his kids because she's there with the mother.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's probably it. But I've heard about Milwaukee, even from football players, from Packers, is there's not a lot of black people in Wisconsin.
Right, right.
So I mean, it's like one guy told me. A friend of mine I went to UCLA with was a football player, played for the Packers briefly, said, I couldn't find any place to get my hair cut.
Right.
He goes, because there's no
that's not true. Milwaukee has a bunch of black folks, but I like Clay's quote about being bored. Clay had a great quote about it. He said, only boring people get bored.
Is that right?
Yeah, that is a good quote.
Yeah, it is a good quote. No, you can only go to the Bowling Hall of Fame so many times
before. Oh, come on. There's good restaurants in Milwaukee. Oh, there's a theater.
They do have the Bowling Hall of Fame.
Okay, you guys can look this up.
Yep.
There is a restaurant in Milwaukee. It's a chain.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the name of it. Two words. Real Chili.
Mm.
You walk in, Google this, Bergman, and you'll see it.
I'm doing it right now. Real Chili, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's five or six of them. You walk in, you give them $10. They'll give you all the chili you can eat.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And all you can eat?
Yeah, and you just got to pay for your drinks.
Wow.
So you give them the 10, that gets you the chili. They say you want it hot, spicy, or mild.
Yeah.
And then you tell them what you want, and they say, okay, if you want more, come back. And then you just pay for, like, if you get beers or if you get Diet Cokes or
right,
whatever.
Right, right.
And it's open 24 hours, so no matter how late our game ends, we can go to Real Chili.
All you can eat chili.
It's great.
They should call it just All You Can Eat Chili.
Maybe Dana should go there.
That sounds amazing. There's in the Valley, there used to be a place called Chili My Soul. They did a lot of stuff like that as well.
Same deal.
Same idea. It wasn't 24 hours, but you go in and you just pick whatever you want. It was great. I don't know whatever happened to it.
Ireland, you don't have time to be bored.
Chili My Soul.
Exactly. No.
No.
I'm never bored.
Michael, are you ever bored?
I never get bored. I always have something to read. I can go for a walk. I can play.
You read?
Well, comic books.
Not books.
Comic books, yeah.
Comic books, Pepe.
Not actual books,
yeah.
Pepe.
No. The kind of stupid books you read.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever get bored, Pepe?
Never.
I do. I get bored.
Why?
I don't know. I just... My mind just works in weird ways, and sometimes I'm not up for doing anything. Sometimes I'm not up for doing anything. I mean, generally speaking, I go from... now, the massage chair has changed that.
It's the greatest.
The massage chair has changed that. Brian, do you ever get bored?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Bergman?
I'm always.
Never?
Yeah.
Do you?
Bored? Yeah. I was bored last night. I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm because I didn't see it on Sunday, and I played Fortnite.
Are you disgruntled?
All right, so give us your...
can't be bored.
Greg,
playing Fortnite.
I am not
bored?
Disgruntled.
Greg, 10-second review on Curb. What'd you think?
I thought it was very funny. Yeah. I liked the whole thing, especially the stuff between the walls. I thought that was amazing.
And the eggs. And I went, use my eggs.
Right, the breakfast loophole.
After
11, we don't serve breakfast. Right.
Any episode that has Leon Black as a main part of it, that is a good episode, just like Elaine used to be the best part of it.
Right.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, so have you seen the new NFL Players Association Club report cards that came out today?
No.
No.
So there's a couple things that caught my eye here. The Chiefs ranked 31st out of 32, and their owner had an F-minus rank. And the only A,
by
the players, yes. And the only A they got was Andy Reid.
And so really? They,
31st for a team, back-to-back.
Did it say what they don't like about the owner?
Not the owner. No. It didn't give like specifics. It just owner grade F minus.
Wow.
Owner grade F minus.
See, I can see that for like the Chargers.
They've won back to back Super Bowls. How can the owner get an F minus?
What do they talk about? The facilities of the stadium?
They do everything. So
facilities,
training staff, food in the cafeteria, family
all that
time.
Stuff. So it doesn't rate high in all the other stuff.
Right.
Where'd SoFi rank? Do you have it?
I don't have the Rams. I know the Chargers ranked 30th.
30?
Yes, part of that was they had a F very last and food taste. and cafeteria quality.
Oh, so downstairs where they're eating,
You know, nutrition.
Well, that's
is not as good.
Back when Mason and I were in San Diego, I used to go to Charger Camp, and they'd let the media eat, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You could get whatever you
wanted.
So
apparently straight downhill.
It's all gone to hell.
All gone.
What's up, foo?
Okay, so overall rankings, if I'm correct here, Miami Dolphins were number one.
Yeah, they were.
And
well, you get to live there. That's the good news.
And I'm looking, the Rams were 20th on this
20th?
List.
So what's it say about the Rams?
I don't know, because I didn't click. I just got the list.
People ask Michael and I all the time, somebody asked us the other day, what's your favorite road city? So let me just set it up this way. Miami at the very top. Other 29 cities way below.
Really?
It's that much better.
What would be number two, New York?
New York or Chicago, right, Mike?
For us, probably New York. But for other teams, it'll be L.A. would be number two.
Oh, sure. L.A. would be, yeah. Absolutely.
But Miami's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, if I had to get traded and I got traded to the Heat, that's the closest thing to this. You know,
are you demanding a trade?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
And we don't need trade demands around here.
What's up, foo?
All right, guys. We all know John would pretty much do anything for some cash.
Yep, 100 bucks.
A streamer called iShowSpeed paid a fan $200 to do a ding-dong ditch on a house on a live stream.
Okay.
Now, I feel like that's an easy $200, but if you guys would be giving out $200 and they have to prove what they did on the live stream, what would you make that person do?
Well, I offered Mason once 100 bucks if he would strip down to his underwear, run through the station to Tommy Lamb's door, which is the farthest door from here, pound on it, yell 570 sucks, and run back in his underwear.
Now, I would never do that.
And he didn't even hesitate.
I have no recollection. No, I actually waited to see if you were going to do it.
I would have done it.
You would not have.
Really?
$100
Wait, where's my 100?
Tommy is down there.
Tommy's down there.
Sam's 100 bucks? Not. If Sam Pines was here.
Sam's not here.
Let me think.
Laura's got 100.
Look at him.
Laura's
got
100.
He's thinking.
No, I'm trying to think of, can I get fired?
I don't know. For that?
All right, let me think about it. It'll be, if it's on the table, I may do it.
Laura's
okay.
Got 100.
Okay.
There it is.
Yeah, all right.
$100 bill.
Okay. Nice. But yeah, so there's most things people will do. Like Michael gave me 100 bucks once. We were staying in this really fancy hotel. And they have a restaurant around the pool.
Okay.
So people are eating around the pool. Michael goes, I'll give you 100 bucks if you walk into that pool with your clothes on. And I just took my shoes off and walked right in the pool. And they got mad.
Yeah. Did they get mad?
Oh, yeah. They go, you can't do that here.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a very high-end place.
Fully dressed, exactly.
Wow. Yeah. I go,
you didn't get in trouble with the Lakers?
No. It was
harmless.
Yeah, it was.
It's harmless.
Most people thought it was really funny. I didn't do a cannonball and do a big splash or anything. I just walked in.
That would have been $200 for the cannonball.
I'd give somebody 100 bucks just to walk up behind Pepe and squeeze his little butt.
Whoa!
Pepe, wait a minute, stand Pepe. Up.
HR violation somewhere in here.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing this.
Greg's in management now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not here.
Yeah, exactly. Would enjoy it.
He would enjoy it.
Go, ooh.
Not on the air. I'd say, that was funny.
Yeah, exactly.
See what I said yesterday about people being crazy here? He's the craziest.
Yeah, very crazy.
Yeah, I've gotten more offers to do dumb stuff from Michael than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Another time. There were these two girls. We're in Phoenix.
Oh, this one is. I think this one's creepy. Go ahead.
All right. It was.
That's why I couldn't believe he did it.
Okay.
So creepy.
So there's no one at the game yet. It's like an hour and a half before the game. And there's two attractive girls sitting courtside in one of the courtside seats with a seat in between them.
Yes.
Because those seats are so tight.
And all the other seats
are
empty.
All the other seats are empty.
Each
girl had their knees turned towards the other girls.
Right.
So it'd be like if Michael and I are sitting here, I was turned towards Michael. Michael was turned towards me.
And they were talking.
And he said, Ireland, I'll give you $100 if you walk over there. You do not say a word. You cannot speak. And you sit in the one seat in between those two girls.
So creepy.
And don't say anything for 60 seconds. And I went, okay. So I walk over to him.
Yep.
And I'm pretending like I'm a mime. I look at both of them and I with my hands, I go part the Red Seas.
Right.
And they look at me like every seat is open and we're talking.
Yes.
And I'm like, I point right at the middle seat, and they both go, okay. And I sit there, and they go, what are you doing? And I just hold up one finger because I can't talk. And she goes, are you okay? Like, are you, is something wrong with you? And I look at, like, where my watch would be. I didn't have a watch on. And I go, like, watch. She goes, oh, this is a bet. And I nodded, and she goes, how long do you have to sit there?
Oh.
And I couldn't, I didn't, I felt I'd be cheating if I told her.
Yep.
So I just went, wait.
Yep.
And I sat there for 60 seconds, and I go, thanks, you guys. You just won me $100.
Yeah. Super creepy.
I know it is.
Oh, that's, and they look very weird. Awkward. I'm sure it was weird.
Michael filmed it all, too.
Oh, it's, right. I've seen the video of this. Yeah.
They laughed about it after that, you told
I'm sure.
That's not creepy. Why do you say it's creepy?
That, wait a minute.
That is creepy. Pepe,
there, there are two beautiful, I think it's funny. Two beautiful women sitting, sitting near each other, one on each side of an open chair. The entire place is empty, and John sits right between them. You don't find that to be creepy?
No, Pepe, it was weird.
It was
weird,
definitely
but I mean,
weird.
Creepy. and then you go, you start making signals and all that.
Creepier.
Yeah, creepier. Exactly.
Without saying a word.
Do we have one more? Or are we gone?
No, we're good. No, we're good. We're good. And when we come back, we found Richard Lewis in the third chair.
Oh, good.
So we'll play a little bit. We lost Richard Lewis, the comedian, today. Yeah. He passed away at the age of 65. Does that sound right?
76, I think.
All right.
70. He's in his 70s. I think Michael's right. 76.
And a few years ago, Michael and I were lucky enough to get Richard Lewis to sit in the third chair at us at a Laker game. So we'll play a couple minutes of that up for you coming up next.
That's coming up next. It is the Service Titan Shoot-Around. Michael's hanging out. Pepe's hanging out. 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, one thing I wanted to pass along is that Max Muncy at Dodgers spring training was hit by a pitch.
Again? He has no luck, dude.
And he is going through x-rays. We don't know anything other than that, but he was hit by a pitch early in that spring training game today
in his wrist?
In his hand, right?
In his left hand.
Left hand, which is bad.
Yeah.
But we don't have any prognosis, and we don't have any results of x-rays or anything like that, but Max Muncy being examined for potentially
Gavin,
an
injury. Greg, Gavin Lux is going to be the everyday shortstop,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is the everyday shortstop.
So if Muncy can't go, is it Kike into second base?
No. Second base is...
It'd be probably Chris Taylor. Chris Taylor,
Mookie is second
third,
base,
right?
No matter what. He is.
Oh, Mookie's playing.
Base.
So Muncy's playing third.
Muncy's playing third.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll probably be like you might get Vargas in there from left field to come down and play there. You'll have
Chris Taylor can play
Taylor
third.
Can play third.
Can Kike play third?
Kike can play third as a long throw for anybody.
What you could do, you could move Gavin Lux to second.
No, you're not moving. You're not.
No, because Mookie's everyday second baseman.
Well, Mookie can play anywhere.
I know, he can, but they've sort of established he's going to be our second baseman. I don't think they want to move him around all the time.
Somebody else will be third base.
And so Hayward's going to play right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Trace had a home run today.
Yeah, he's playing great. Hitting 571 so far in the spring training.
Nice.
Oh, that means he's filled half the time.
Excellent.
That's good. All right, so Michael and I for years did a thing when the Lakers were really bad, which was about a 5-6 year period between like 2013 and 2018 until LeBron got here.
Yes.
We did a thing called the third chair where we'd see somebody famous at games. And we'd say, hey, come sit and do the game with us. And one of the guys, almost everybody said yes. It was really fun. And one of the guys who agreed to do it with was Richard Lewis, who we loved. And so Carlo Saisu, who works on our staff, went back and found the third chair with Richard Lewis. I haven't heard this since 2018 when we did it. Well, we figured we'd play a couple of minutes in honor of Richard, and here it is.
The Lakers have the ball, and in our third chair is one of our favorite guys. Michael and I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's our favorite show as Caruso misses a three. And Richard Lewis is one of the reasons why. Richard's a big NBA fan. He's here at Staples Center for his first game of the season. And it has been announced, ladies and gentlemen, that Curb, Michael, is coming back for season 10.
Oh, that's good enough. That's the, meanwhile, all those gifts that present this, I don't get one thing from City Walk. The whole thing's a hoax.
Here's Tyler Ulis on the run. Throws that in. Wow. So he's made his last three shots, and the Suns have the lead, 40-39. Here is Kuzma on the left wing driving. They knock the ball out, but the Suns touch it last, and the Lakers will have it. Richard, did you expect Curb to get the green light for a 10th season?
It was up to Larry, but I've been on the road for 5.5 months. I just came back, and I wanted to see a game, and it doesn't have to be the Knicks all the time. And now the Knicks have two players.
Yeah, we just told Richard during the break that Kristaps Porzingis is out for the year with a torn ACL. That's a bummer. And you know, for people who don't know, Richard and Larry David have been friends since they were literally infants. They were born in the same hospital.
And he tried to hit me with my mother's umbilical cord, too.
And you didn't you tell me once that the two of you fought when you were little kids at
camp? We went to a sports camp, and we hated each other, and then we never saw each other until we were comics, and then we realized that we hated each other 13 years before. It's who cares? I'm getting into the young Lakers. I like them.
You're a fan of the Lakers, what you see so far.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like the way they run. I like this. Is it Kuzma?
Yeah.
Zero?
Yeah, really good.
He's tough, man. And
here's Tyler Ulis with the ball one-on-one against Caruso. Ulis dribbles left. Another two-pointer, and he finally missed one. Rebound Clarkson. Suns 40, Lakers 39. Here comes Clarkson flying down the lane. Pulls up on the right baseline, guarded by Josh Jackson. Now they go to Kuzma. Kuzma gives it to Clarkson. Three-pointer by Clarkson. No good. Rebound Jackson with 7.5 to go, second quarter. Jackson dribbles into the front court, dribbles off his foot, ball's on the floor. It rolls to Bender. Bender gives it to T.J. Warren on the left wing. Warren dribbles right, pulls up. Two-pointer by T.J., no good. Rebound Nance, kicks it to KCP. Caldwell Pope right side to Clarkson. Clarkson top of the key, and here is an offensive foul on Nance, knocking over Tyler Ulis.
See, I like Caruso because he's going bald. I root for most of the ball players who are losing hair.
Well, yeah, I don't know, man. You've had your hair almost your whole career.
Well, look closely. It'll come right off if you rip it.
Hey, why does Curb, Michael and I hardly agree on anything.
Really,
why
flattered.
Does Curb work as well as it does?
Because Larry David's a genius, and because it's all ad lib, and he hires, present company excluded.
And it's not scripted, right? He just gives you an idea, and you guys wing it?
We wing it, and then we move on to the next scene. It's pretty cool, man.
Here's Tyler Ulis.
All right, that's Richard Lewis.
That's very cool.
That had more play-by-play in it than I wanted, but we're going to miss him, man.
You know what he invented?
No.
A phrase. He's credited with the expression, the blank from hell.
Really?
The date from hell, the day from hell. He is credited in the Oxford Dictionary as being the first guy to ever use that particular phrase. One of the most influential comics of all time, Richard Lewis.
Great guy.
By the way, we got word on Max Muncy. Hand contusion, but no broken bone.
All right, good.
So that's a good sign. Today, by the way, Yamamoto was just like lights out.
Pitched, I think, 2 innings and only threw 18 pitches.
Right.
Which three pitches a guy.
I think 16 of them were strikes.
Yeah. Well, that was a risk, you guys, them signing Yamamoto to all that money because he had never played in a major league game. You never know if a guy's game is going to transfer. I remember the Angels were super high on a guy named Shigetase Hasegawa.
Yeah.
And they thought he was really good in Japan, and they thought he was going to be really good over here, and he just never hit. But if you get Ichiro, if you get Ohtani, then it's a grand slam. And so they think Yamamoto is more from that mold, more
right.
like Ichiro or Ohtani, could be really good.
Correct me if I'm wrong. In Japan, the pitchers pitch every six days,
yeah.
So what are they going to do?
They're talking about going to a six-man rotation.
Yeah, potentially six-man rotation. Oh, okay. To accommodate not just him, but to Like lessen the load on Yamamoto, guys.
That's going to be good if you have the good
Tyler
pitchers.
Glasnow is another one who's not thrown a lot of innings or traditionally. So
I actually think a 6-man rotation is a little bit genius.
Yeah,
because then you're. I mean, you think about all the arm trouble that pitchers have. If you are only pitching once every 10 days. That's great.
Yeah. That goes to 20 game winners. You'll never win 20 games pitching once every 6 days.
That's okay. They don't happen very often anymore.
I know.
20 game winners don't happen very often.
I used to love
that. That used to be a big bench 20. Well, it's like 300 wins. Nobody's ever getting 300 wins.
Who was the last pitcher that won more than 20 games?
The last pitcher? Was it
Scherzer, I think.
Did Scherzer win 20?
He had like 22.
Didn't Urias win 20 one year?
How about more than 30? Yes, he did. How about more than 30?
Well, I know that one.
Been forever.
Danny McClain, baby.
Danny McClain.
That is 31
and 6.
That's good.
31 and 6.
And Mickey Lolich was 24 and 9.
That's a pretty good year. Pretty good year.
That was my team.
Yeah, Yamamoto threw 19 pitches. 16 of them were strikes.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's him. And what's weird about watching him is he's not a tall guy. Yeah. He's not a big, imposing guy.
So a location with him?
But no, he brings heat. He brings heat.
What's he throwing at?
What was he throwing at today? High 90s, yeah.
High 90s. I think he was sitting between 94 and 97 is what I saw.
Yeah.
He has a lot of movement in his pitches.
He does. And by the way, last year, Kode Senga came over from Japan and pitched really well for the Mets. And the Dodgers, who's the next great Japanese pitcher?
Roki Sasaki.
You wonder if...
Now, he hasn't signed, right?
No.
He's not coming until next year.
Coming
maybe
next
later.
Year. Now, given the fact that the Dodgers have established now a not just Yamamoto, but obviously Ohtani, I wonder if that increases the likelihood that Sasaki will say, well, I want to go play where those guys play.
Hopefully.
Well, yeah. Doesn't Dave Roberts being half Japanese help that?
Well, and Mace, I sent you a story, sent all you guys a story a couple days ago about how the Dodgers actually are now targeting fans in Japan.
Yes.
Of course.
They're opening stores over there.
They better.
And they're going to literally mark the games are going to be on TV over there.
Like when the Rockets had Yao Ming.
Right. It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
And so they may end up, you know, they paid these guys, what, Greg, over $1 billion between the two of them, right?
Between the two of them, yes.
Oh,
they may make it back if they become the team in Japan.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
You know?
You mean they're not now with Ohtani and Yamamoto?
I would imagine,
Ohtani and Yamamoto haven't played a game
But
yet.
Here's
so
the
what?
Thing. There's Dodgers-branded wine being sold at liquor stores in Japan. Japanese publications have previewed the Dodgers more than any local team or domestic team. The number 16 jersey of Hideo Nomo has been popping up all over the place, a Camelback. And the number of media, the sheer number of reporters is
like a World Series.
It is. It's like a World Series right now.
Or North American Series.
That's marketing, baby.
That's right. He's box office.
So Pepe, where's the next big Mexican star? Want to take over from Valenzuela or who's that? Adrian Gonzalez. How come you don't get a big Mexican star? Baseball's very popular
down
there.
Pepe, it is interesting that
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, but you know what? It is interesting that Fernando was kind of lightning in a bottle because. Ever since then, there've been some Mexican players, but nobody even close to having the impact he did, right?
Remember, maybe Greg is going to remember this, or this guy that is to my right.
Yeah, that's me. That's me, the smart one.
Yeah.
Mike Brito. Remember Mike?
Oh, sure.
Wait, with the brim hat, the white brim hat, and the radar.
He was the scout that was finding all these guys in Mexico.
He did find a lot of guys, yes.
Urdias was Mexican,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, is Urias out of baseball now with these two domestic violence things?
I don't even know that baseball has ruled on his eligibility.
I don't think so yet. He is definitely a free agent as of right now.
Right.
He's a client, too.
Is Boris his agent?
He was, at least. I don't know if he still is.
Right. Because I think baseball needs to do an investigation to determine his eligibility before he even signs anywhere else.
Did you ever have Boris as a guest?
We have had Boris as a guest, yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. I just wouldn't want to negotiate against him.
Well, Pepe, I've said a million times, if he represented announcers, I could talk him into taking me. I would do it.
Yeah.
I think Scott's one of the smartest people I've ever talked to.
He is.
And by the way, he's incredibly measured when you talk to him. Like, he doesn't get caught up.
No, he's so...
He doesn't get caught up in hype at all. If you say, how did you get Jared Weaver $200 million?
Yeah, those days are over, right? Because that's why Snell doesn't have a contract.
That's why Snell doesn't have a deal.
But look, did you see the deal Bellinger just got?
80 for 3?
But that's not 200? 80 for 3 wasn't close to what they were hoping for.
Did you guys read the fine print?
No.
opt out after every year.
Oh, interesting. That's so, very smart.
So if he has one good year, and it doesn't matter when it, 80 is the least he can make.
Right.
Right.
So, but if he has a big year, he can opt out at the end of the first year, the second year, third year, and to him, there are no opt-outs.
Although he had a great year last year. He had a really good year.
You see what I'm saying?
He can opt out anytime he wants.
All the opt-outs are on Cody's side.
Yeah.
And so if he has another year like he did last year, he just opts out, Greg, and then makes a freaking fortune in the next deal.
Yeah, it's exactly what he's going to do. If
he
goes big.
Why didn't he make a fortune now? Why didn't he get $200 million now?
Because he
because he's been
Trace,
wildly
this is
inconsistent.
When he, didn't he live with Trace for a while? Weren't those guys friends? Okay, when him and Trace were together, he fell off a cliff.
Right. Yeah.
And after the Dodgers won the World Series, he couldn't find his swing.
Yeah.
So this gives both sides some assurances. If he falls back into that hole, then the $80 million for
Three is not the worst deal in the world.
It's not Anthony Rendon.
But if he literally knocks it out of the park for a second consecutive year, he has a chance to opt out.
He's protected.
Yeah. Right. No, that's actually a good deal for Boris is. If he represented broadcasters, I'd sign up with him.
Yeah, if he'd take us.
Although, you know who my agent is now?
Scott McCarthy.
Scott McCarthy. Our old boss, huh?
Yeah, he's the greatest.
It's a good sign. All right,
the man who brought us Will Kane, Scott McCarthy.
There he is. He's the guy. Yeah. All right, coming up next, LeBron is apparently a little OCD.
Yeah.
Little OCD.
Like me.
Like you. We will get into that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about the L.A. County Department of Mental Health. Now, I am working with them because over the years, I've had mental health issues, and my mental health journey continues to have its ups and downs. I happen to be, in a candid moment, down right now. But I've got lots of support, and that's the thing that you've got to do if you're having issues, whether it's depression or anxiety or you're feeling overwhelmed. Turn to your partner, like I do with Juan, turn to a friend, a best friend that you can trust, or somebody at work that supports you. That's what you need. And if none of that is helping, you provide the LA County Department of Mental Health provides free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it's just like one big family over here. You got your Mason, you got your Pepe, you got your Michael Thompson.
Story on the air. I was telling Pepe a story off the air. He was talking, Pepe met Bob Miller, or saw Bob Miller yesterday
wonderful,
at the Hall of Fame induction.
Man.
We love Bob.
He's the best.
We swear by Bob, the longtime voice of the Kings, Hall of Fame hockey announcer. And Bob told me a great story once about Jack Kent Cook, the guy who used to own the Lakers. And Kent Cook was super bombastic.
Right.
Like, almost like a cartoon character. So Bob said he's working at the Forum, and one of the guys, ushers or cleanup guys, works at the Forum. Mm-hmm. And on the ground, he finds Jack Kent Cook's wallet. And, with a bunch of money in it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so the guy takes it to Mr. Cook's office at the Forum. And he said, hey, I found Mr. Cook's wallet. And his assistant says, well, he's been looking all over for that. Mr. Cook, Jesus found your wallet. He goes, what's your name, young man? He goes, Jesus Rivera. He goes, Jesus, I appreciate this very much, and there's going to be something a little extra for you in your next paycheck. Hmm. And he goes, thanks, Mr. Cook. Happy to do it. And goes back to work. So he's anxiously awaiting payday.
Sure.
And his paycheck comes, and he opens the envelope. This is back when you had actual checks.
Actual checks, yeah.
And he opens the envelope, and inside it is his regular amount.
Yeah.
With a small signed picture of Jack Kirk.
Yeah, but that's worth something.
Little something extra.
Little something extra for you.
Oh, that's very generous.
So next year for Christmas, Brian, Laura, Greg, there'll be something a little extra for Mason and I.
Small autographed pictures of ourselves.
Small 5x7 autographed picture of me.
A headshot?
Hey, there you go.
Headshot, yeah.
Also, I just wanted to give an update on something that I was not on the show for, but you guys are really upset about Wendy's.
Oh, yeah.
And the surge of their...
John actually defends surge pricing.
Well, they're not doing it anymore.
They got shamed. But yeah. Mace, I can't remember if I sent this to you or not yet. I put it on a list that I was going to send it to you. After we talked about that,
yes,
somebody sent me, or I found something that now seems somewhat obvious, and we never brought it up.
Okay.
If Wendy's wanted to do that, and the story we're talking about is Wendy's announced that during peak hours, they were going to charge more for their burgers.
Yep.
Because the demand was higher.
Right. So if you go at lunchtime, you go at dinner time, the burger costs a dollar more than it does the rest of the day.
So this story, and it made like a red light went off when I read it, said, why didn't Wendy's execute this way? Quietly raise your prices.
Mm-hmm.
Don't announce it. Don't do anything. Quietly raise your prices and then announce that in off-peak hours, you're discounting.
Mm-hmm.
You still get the same amount of money.
Right.
And you just announced a discount rather than a price hike.
So
Why didn't they do that?
That's a matter of semantics,
correct,
right? Right. That's like you were bringing up with the movie theaters.
Yeah.
There's a certain price, and then if you go early in the day, it costs less.
So we're using words like less expensive. We're using the word
right.
less. When the way you read it the other day is the way they presented it means you have to pay more.
More, right.
I'm still paying more because you quietly raised the price and I'm getting a deal now.
Right. So
why didn't they announce it that way?
Why didn't they do it in non-peak hours? The burgers are less.
Correct.
That fire been the marketing
way.
Department.
It's about reframing it is what it is. Yeah. All right. So yeah, you found, do we have time for this? Yeah.
Okay, yeah, real quick.
Yeah, okay. So LeBron, like a lot of us, are a little superstitious, a little OCD. Who is this in this clip, John? I listened to the clip.
Okay, so it is two former teammates of his. It's
Marcus
Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers.
Who played point guard on the Heat.
Yep.
And Thomas Bryant, who played with him on the Lakers. And they were on a podcast, and they were talking about, I'm super OCD.
Yeah.
I'm like, you were talking to, you eat the same thing every day for lunch. We both kind of are.
Every day, yeah.
Turns out, LeBron, like us, here's Mario Chalmers and Thomas Bryant.
That man will lay his whole outfit on the floor for the game and make sure everybody walks around it.
You better walk around
like
it. Don't walk
media,
over it. Don't.
Oh, one time the media walked over the jersey, he snapped. And he made the equipment man go get him a whole new jersey, shorts, tights, headband, armband, socks, and laid it right back out. Like, around OCD superstition. You know, you better walk all the way around it. It's a chalk outline.
You know, what's funny? This dude has a seat. He has a seat right when you walk into the gym. It was funny. One of the teammates tried to sit there. They were like, hey, no. Don't sit there. That's Bron's seat. Send the other seat. They were like, you serious? He was like, yes.
Michael, that's like you on the plane. If somebody tries to come sit next to you, you go, no.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's like you're used to a routine.
Exactly.
Right, right.
That makes perfect sense to me. Does that make sense to you guys?
Look, I think ritual is one of the things that makes us feel safe and together. Like, for example, okay, this is stupid, but every place I've ever lived has an odd number address.
Would you rule out a dream home if it was even numbered?
Ruled out many even numbered addresses. I can't. I only
like
odd numbers. I don't like even numbers.
I give you a hard time when you stand up and wave, but I bet if you didn't stand up and wave, you'd be off that day. You would because it's part of your ritual, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I mean, the number thing is kind of weird.
With Mason? Yeah. What if it was like you've been to Michael's house?
Yeah.
What if Michael said, hey, Mace, I'm getting out of this house. I'll sell it to you for cost. And you see how spectacular his house
is. Oh, it's amazing.
But it's an even number. You out?
I would have a very hard time. I would have a very hard time.
Does your street address end in an odd or an even number?
Odd number.
Oh, so you're okay.
You know how you have the volume and it says, you know, you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 29, 20.
This, you're like me with this.
I have to have an odd number. It has to stop. And a lot of times it's 23, which is my lucky number. I try, when I'm filling up my gas tank, I try to get it to end in 23.
Really?
Now, oh, yeah. No, I'm really weird about
I'm
odd numbers.
I'm worse than him. When I play golf, I put two golf balls in my pocket.
Okay.
Because I hit a lot of balls out of bounds. Yep. And I want to have an extra one on me. And I pay attention to the number sequence. And it has to be a number that has significance to me.
Hmm.
For example, a 2 and a 4 is perfect because that's 24 Kobe Bryant
right.
and 42 James Worthy.
Mm-hmm.
3 and a 4 is perfect because it's 34 Shaquille O'Neal and 43 Michael Thompson.
Hmm.
14 can't do it.
Yep.
Because it's not, there's no great 1-4 or 41.
It yeah, right, work. Right.
Come on. Smush Parker was number one.
Yeah, but no, but,
four
it, but
is
1
Byron
and 4
Scott.
Was, it was Brandon Ingram or like 31 or 32.
So wait, everything has to be a player's number?
Yeah, when I go to get a cart, wow. a golf cart, I look at the number, and I drive all the maintenance guys crazy because I'll go like 5 carts back, and they'll go, what are you doing? Take a cart in the front row. I go, No.
Wrong number.
I went number 43.
Yeah.
Right there.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what you wore 43 yeah. for Richard Petty, right?
Did you ever have rituals when you were playing? Good luck, bad luck?
No, I didn't believe in that stuff. But the thing about LeBron and his uniform thing would disgust me. And just seems odd.
Yeah.
Why would you lay your uniform out on the
floor? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
no. took
you
this
know how
tack.
Nasty the floors are?
Yeah, you took
And you
got to
put
tack.
That on.
Yeah.
People, I cannot explain to you what a Michael Thompson hotel room is like.
Yeah. Right.
Trudell once actually went into his room and filmed it. When Michael gets there, he puts sheets down on the floor
yeah.
so he doesn't have to walk on the carpet.
Right.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah. I know.
He takes the bedspread off because that thing's...
Oh, I won't touch it.
Yeah, that thing's filthy. So how do you get it off the bed if you won't touch it?
Tongs.
Tongs. No, by the way, this from the guy who has no superstitions and no quirks.
Well, that's
true. His entire hotel room is wrapped up in towels.
After the pandemic, everybody looked at Michael like he was a genius.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Pappy. Right, Pappy? Didn't you?
No, Michael. You're really, really crazy.
Yes. Michael, if your hotel phone rings, will you answer? Will you put your hands on that phone?
No, I parallel it before I touch it.
There you go.
And he goes to the place where they have the sheets and everything.
Yep.
He
just takes a big rack.
Extra of everything, yeah.
When we do a game, true story,
yep.
Michael, back me up on this. When we do a game, he brings one of the white towels from the bathroom
mm-hmm.
and lays it on the chair we sit on
yep.
in the media chair because he doesn't want his pants to touch the actual
the
chair.
The illusion of thinking you're immune to germs.
That's right.
It's just an illusion. They're in the air, my friend.
Illusion.
All right, coming up next is Game of Games. I can put it away if I win, but if I don't, everybody's in it.
Yes. So Michael's Game of Games coming up next. In the meantime, did you know that not all personal attorneys will treat you the same? One primary example of this is that if you're in an accident and you hire an attorney, some major law firms deem that your case is too small, not worth their time. So they farm it out to smaller, less experienced firms. Imagine that. You think you're hiring one guy, but then you got somebody, some rookie handling your case. This is another reason why if you're in an accident, you call Jacob. Every case, equally important to Jacob. He will not hand your case off to somebody else. And let's face it, who do you want dealing with the insurance company? Jacob or some guy just out of law school? Don't take a risk. If you're injured in an accident, do the rock solid thing and call Jacob. He will get you the medical care you need and the compensation that you deserve. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Oh, remember.
Accident or injury. Call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Don't forget, you should follow Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is Michael Thompson's game today. We got us a full house. Pepe's here. I'm playing. Ireland's playing.
6 players.
Brian, Bergman, and Laura.
All right, Michael, what do we got today?
Well, since there's a Laker-Clipper game tonight, the game is about the Lakers and Clippers, but not the way you're thinking, because this game is about Lakers and Clippers.
Yeah, thank
you. So it's about ships.
Ships and lakes. Ships.
The word, multiple choice, the word Clipper. We're talking about a Clipper ship. Means what? Fast, smooth, or quiet?
Brian.
Let's go quiet.
Greg.
Let's go smooth.
Laura.
Let's go fast. I don't know.
All right, one of each. Mace.
Let's go quiet.
I'm going to go fast. Pepe.
I think it's fast.
It is fast.
Ah. Yeah.
So Clipping Laura, alone. Pepe, and John are on the board.
Multiple choice. The Lakers ship Trigurtha is the largest freighter on the Great Lakes. How large is it? 900, 1,000, or 1,100 feet?
Greg, 900, 1,000, or 1,100?
Let's go with 1,000.
Laura?
I'm also going to go 1,000.
Mace?
1,000.
I'm going to go 1,100. Pepe?
Me too, 1,100.
Ryan?
1,100.
1,000 feet.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
On the board.
Yeah,
this, nice. Make it.
This one's important.
Greg,
I want to win, damn it.
Greg, Mace, and who else got that? Brian, you got it?
I missed it.
I did.
He missed it.
Laura, so yeah. Everybody's got one except Brian?
Yep.
Okay.
Multiple choice. How fast in kilometers per hour does the fastest Clipper ship sail? 25, 30, or 35 kilometers per hour?
Laura, 25, 30, or 35?
30.
Mace?
35.
I'm with Mason, 35.
Me
Pepe?
Too. Me too.
35. Brian?
35.
Greg?
I'm saying 35 too.
It is 30.
Yeah!
Oh! Oh! In front.
I won't win.
Buzz in if you know.
Oh, hell.
30 kilometers per hour is how fast in miles per hour.
John. Everybody. Wait, Buzz is in New York. Do you want everybody to guess?
Who jumped in first before John? I heard another
John?
Name.
John, how fast is that?
I think John jumped in.
Okay, read the question again, Mike.
You jumped in.
No, but I mean, he got it through the whole question.
30,
he said
30 kilometers per hour is how fast in miles per hour.
Well, I will say again. That is... 40 miles an hour.
Greg. 58.
Brian.
Laura.
42.
Are we really supposed
Brian.
To get this
Brian.
Right?
60.
Mace, my guess?
Yeah, sure. I'll say 47.
37.
18 yeah. miles per hour.
How are we going to get that, Michael?
Yeah,
just
I don't know.
Randomly choose a number
made,
out of the
You should have made it closest, but that's
You might
okay.
as well. Think of a number from 1 to 100.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
1 to
yeah.
a million.
Laura, 2. Everybody else, 1. Except for Brian, who doesn't have zero. Who has 0.
Was that a complaint from
Mason?
I think
it was.
Oh!
I don't believe I was complaining. Was I?
I don't know. That's up to Michael.
It's up to Michael.
Michael, was that a complaint?
Nah, let us know.
All right.
Here we go.
Multiple choice. Which ship can reach the fastest speed? An engine-powered Laker or a wind-powered Clipper?
Mace.
Wind-powered Clipper.
I will go an engine-powered Laker. Pepe.
The Clipper.
Brian.
I'm going to go wind-powered Clipper.
Greg.
You would never go against a Laker.
Again.
Laker.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm going Laker.
Okay, Laura.
Same, Laker.
What is it,
Mike? A Clipper. 16 to 15.
Oh, wow. You actually went against the Lakers.
Pepe and Brian, did you get that?
I did.
Okay, so now Pepe and Laura and Mace have 2 each. Here
How
we go.
Many?
Nice.
Everybody else has 1.
Multiple choice. How many masts are there on a Clipper? 2, 3, or 4?
This one's me. I'm going to say 3. Pepe.
4.
Brian.
I'm going to go 2.
Craig.
I'm with Brian, 2.
Laura.
I'm also with the guys, 2.
Mace.
2.
It is 3.
Oh! Damn, I was right there. I thought it was.
I'm the only one who got that.
We
which
were all
means,
right there. You guys all swayed me off.
Which means.
I thought it was 2.
I don't know.
How about this?
I have no idea.
4-way tie. Laura, Mace, Ireland, Pepe, all with 2. Brian and Greg with 1. This is very close.
Buzz in if you know. Of the 5 Great Lakes, which one does not have Laker ships sail on
Ireland. Lake Superior.
Greg.
Greg.
Let's go Ontario.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
Way to go, Greg.
Ah!
5-way tie.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Holmes. That's how I know it. Holmes.
Closest to the number everybody guesses.
Okay.
The Royal Clipper ship is the largest sailing ship on the sea. How long is the Royal Clipper ship? Everybody guesses. Closest to the number.
All right, Brian, how long?
500 feet.
Okay, Greg.
Let's go 1,000 feet.
Laura.
800 feet.
Mace.
400 feet.
I will go 200 feet. Pepe.
900 feet.
It is 439.
Mace.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
On the Royal Clipper ship, the biggest sailing ship.
Is this multiple choice?
Multiple choice.
Okay.
How many sails does the Royal Clipper ship have? 42, 44, or 46 sails?
All right, Mace. 42, 44, or 46?
44.
I will go 42 in honor of James Worthy. Pepe?
I'll say 42.
Brian?
I'll also go 42.
Greg?
I'll say 46.
Laura.
46.
It is 42.
Oh, oh, dang.
Me, Pepe, and who else got 42?
Brian.
All right, so listen to this. Mason 3, Ireland 3, Pepe 3, Laura 2, Greg 2, Brian 2. Close of a game as we were at.
Yep.
Let's do five more. You got five more,
yep.
Mike?
Yep.
Okay, five more. Here we go.
Multiple choice. What cargo do the Lakers of the Great Lakes carry most? Iron ore, grain, or soybeans?
This one's me, and I'll go iron ore. Pepe.
Soybeans.
Brian.
Soybeans.
Greg.
I like soybeans.
Laura.
I'm going with Ireland.
Iron ore. Mace.
Soybeans.
What's the answer, Michael?
Iron ore.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it. I got it. Laura, you got it too,
yep.
Right?
All multiple
right,
choice.
Left.
Very upset.
Multiple choice. The captain of the Lakers is making $51 million this year. How much does a captain of a Great Lakes Lakers ship make? $150, $175, or $200?
Laura.
I'll go $150.
Mace.
I will go. Give me the three again.
$150, $175, or $200? Captain of a.
$200.
I will go $175. Pepe.
I'll say $75 too.
Brian.
I'm going to go $200.
Greg.
$175.
$200.
Who got it?
Brian.
All right, that's it?
Brian's no, I had 200 also, yeah.
Okay, so Mace, you have tied you me it. For the lead. All right, three more left.
Everybody here drinks liquor, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Multiple choice. This Clipper ship is the logo for which liquor brand? Whiskey, gin, or vodka?
It's you, John, the rest of the way.
Well, Mace and I are tied. I'll go okay. first this time. He'll go first next time. All right. Whiskey. Mace.
Whiskey.
Pepe.
Whiskey.
Laura.
Whiskey.
Brian.
I also think whiskey.
Greg. So
how many? I'm down two
yeah,
with
you gotta,
three
you
left.
You got to go a different way.
Wait, I'm down two with three left.
Two left after this.
So yeah, I don't have to yet. I'll right. go whiskey.
What is it?
Whiskey.
It is whiskey, right? Cutty Sark.
Cutty Sark.
Yeah. Cutty Sark.
Very good.
Everybody got it, right?
So yes. What's the okay. score?
Now I have to go different.
So here we go. This is two more left, right?
Yep, two more left.
So the score is Mason 5, Ireland 5, Pepe 4, Laura 4, Brian 4, Greg 3. Here we go.
Buzz two left. If you know, the last Laker or freighter to sink in the Great Lakes, made famous in a song.
Mason.
What? Mason.
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Oh, Mason's got the lead.
Wow.
What song is it?
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
Gordon Lightfoot, right?
Gordon Lightfoot. The Edmund Fitzgerald.
All right,
I'm out.
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
This is the last
I'm out.
One. Laura's out. Oh, wait a minute. Everybody's out except me.
Oh,
Mace, you better win. Dang it, okay. I wanted to
this
win.
This is for everything.
So, Michael, yeah, don't do a buzz
Mason,
in one
you
here.
Have to win, otherwise
Mason
Ireland
six,
wins the month.
Ireland 5. Okay, here we go.
All right. Come on, Mace.
Do a multiple
come on,
choice.
Mace.
Multiple choice. What year did the Fitzgerald sink? 75, 76, or 77?
Mace?
75.
I will go 77.
It is 75.
Oh, yeah! Yeah,
Mason! All right, it's alive. We're all alive tomorrow.
We're taking over the lead in Game of Games.
And
we're all alive.
Tomorrow. And tomorrow is Brian's game?
Mason's game.
Mason's game.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Game.
So,
that's
so
the last
need,
day, so no.
Right.
Laura, can you do the game?
No,
no,
but
wait,
I'm in
no,
line
no,
to
you're
win.
Out.
No, wait,
you're out.
Greg, he can do it, but he.
No, he
I
shouldn't
just
do
can't
it.
Win it. No, that's
no. We did this before with like with me and with me. You let me not do the game. Laura, can you please do the game? So
why
Mason
am I automatically out?
Because you're already out.
You're
because
already
you
out.
Can't
you're
win it. Behind. Even if you get two, you wouldn't win the game.
Even if right. we made it worth three, you wouldn't win.
This has to make it fair for Mason.
I'm sick tomorrow. I can do it.
So what's
the score?
Wait a
minute. Wait a minute.
What?
How many does Pepe have?
Pepe has two. He's out.
Oh.
So I'll do Potpourri of Lies.
You can do Potpourri of Lies.
You want to do that? Potpourri Lies to decide it?
For everything? Potpourri?
It's up to you guys.
Do you want
to
do Potpourri Lies?
I'm all over it.
I'm 100% in favor
right,
of Potpourri.
Pepe.
Me too, Pepe.
Potpourri Lies tomorrow, okay? Will you do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh. Excellent.
Hey, we got to start researching old actresses.
Yeah.
I am tonight. I will be studying actresses from
oh,
the
yeah.
1910s.
Look out, Claudette Colbert, Lillian Gish. Here he comes. Game of Games is brought to you by Jacob Imrani. Everybody loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anybody can fight, but Jacob is here. When you need a big win after an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. Let's hit the super stager.
Okay. Never
So, Cappy, are you back in South L.A. today?
South L.A.?
South,
yes.
South L.A., yeah.
Okay. And Sedano's walking in right now. Cap, who do you predict tomorrow? Pepe will do Potpourri of Lies, and either I can win it or Mason can win it. What do you think? Who wins?
Come on.
Well, I mean, listen, if I was having to play on Prize Picks,
yep.
I mean, I would say John Ireland is more likely to win this game.
And, of course, if someone other than us wins, you win, Mace, because he has five, right, Greg?
So I've got the lead. That means if anybody else wins.
I have to win it to win it.
Oh. So you better study, huh?
Study what? Your game is so esoteric, there's no way to study.
Wait a second.
Now you know what it means.
You won Potpourri.
Correct. I have won Potpourri.
Brian won.
Yes, Brian did.
Greg won.
Yeah, Greg did win.
You won.
Oh, really?
Even Michael Thompson won.
He won a Potpourri?
Only Laura didn't win the Potpourri.
Oh, sorry, Laura.
I didn't.
All right, Mace.
Yeah, Laura's game tomorrow.
We'll see who will.
Now that you know it's Pepe's game
tomorrow. Oh, Pepe's
game. I'm hardly on the show sometimes.
By the way, last month I tied for the Game of Games crown. This month I got a chance to win it outright, so...
How many points
Month
do you
of the
have?
Mace.
Rooting for the underdog, Mace.
What am I at, 6-5?
You have 5. Ireland has 4. Me, Brian have 3.
So you guys can
get a part of the money.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah, good. That'll be fun.
Rooting for the underdog, Mace. I mean, listen, think Ireland will win.
Yep.
Rooting for the underdog.
There you go.
But if Brian or Greg win, there is a tie.
That is correct.
Yeah, you get $10,000 if you win the month. If Mason and Greg tie, they each get 5.
Each get 5, yeah.
We just take this stuff
very seriously. Very seriously.
Michael Thompson, very classy move by you, sir, Michael. The jacket that you awarded Pepe.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a class
act. I'm going to get one made for Mace. A narcissist jacket.
Not a narcissist. And you know what? And I'll wear it.
Right. Got his flag on it.
I am so not a narcissist.
So Pepe's jacket says 100% Mexican. Yours would say 100% narcissist.
Yeah. That's classy. That's
it should
great.
Say like 60% narcissist.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Make one for Greg.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. We got
esoteric.
M-A-O.
Yeah.
I am the Mao.
Mao. Cappy, you know what I was so proud of about the jacket when I presented to Pepe? He actually wore it when they introduced him. He waved to one.
Oh, man.
Are there not? No, I thought that all changed. I thought people did start waving.
A lot of people are waving now.
Everybody's talking about it.
People wave.
It's a sea of waves. No.
Pepe, are you going to wear that jacket and then take those Nike Air Force Ones you have that are the red, green, and white?
Yeah.
And rock that outfit?
For Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, man, that's so cool. Now, do you feel any sort of guilt? Like now you have to respond to Michael with some sort of gift for him?
No, because Michael always suspects something. I mean, like, he gave me this, so I'm just waiting for the, the shoe to fall.
Like to get a rash from wearing the jacket or something?
Yeah. Exactly. I just want you to acknowledge my basketball brilliance. That's all I ask.
Oh, my God. Take the jacket back.
Take that back, Jack.
Cappy, what's happening? So you're in South L.A. You're not going to make it to Lakers-Clippers tonight, huh?
I am not making it to Lakers-Clippers. I will be watching on television.
What about the showdown tomorrow between the Lakers and the 9-win Washington Wizards?
Yeah, I'm also not going to make that game.
Yeah, could have missed that one.
I'm not going to make
altogether.
That game.
Yeah.
Hey,
see, next
Sedano.
Next week, though, I think I got, Kings on Tuesday night and Lakers on Wednesday night. Does that sound right?
Does sound right.
Oh, you're doing the Kings on Tuesday night?
It's Lakers-Sacramento on Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
So I got the Kings on Tuesday, the Hockey Kings, and the Kings on Wednesday, the basketball.
All right.
Now, wait a minute. Just for clarification, do you have to scam off Jacob to get into the Tuesday game?
Tuesday game, yes. To get into the Wednesday game, I scam off somebody else.
Okay, got it. Just wanted to make sure.
Different scam.
Yeah. Yeah, multiple scams going on.
George, do you know if the local TV networks are doing this game tonight as well as ESPN, or is it an ESPN exclusive?
No, it wouldn't be an ESPN exclusive.
You think both Bally's and Spectrum are doing it?
Yeah.
Because Pepe, that means you might get kicked upstairs. Yeah, I hope you don't.
You know,
that wouldn't be the last time.
Which do you watch, Bergman? Do you watch the, will you watch the ESPN or will you watch the Spectrum?
I watch the Spectrum usually because I have DirecTV Stream.
Oh, okay. So you can't watch the...
I mean, I can watch the ESPN. I go to, I but I go back and forth.
You go back.
I like the ESPN broadcast.
You know what I like about watching the national broadcast is sometimes you hear things that you wouldn't hear on the local broadcast.
Like criticism?
Things that are, yeah, like criticism.
Fair.
Like truthful statements at times. I think it's good to listen to the national.
Well, JJ's on it today with Dave Pasch. Cappy's mortal enemy, JJ Redick.
Oh. I don't know if I'd call him mortal enemy.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I find him to be very, I don't know. He's
too highbrow for you.
Well, he's just so smug.
He's too
dookie. What I mean?
If Sedano's working the game, I'll watch that. If not, I'll watch Spectrum.
Yeah. I lost all respect for him when he called Jerry West an electrician.
Well, he didn't say Jerry West was an electrician.
No, he said he played in an era.
He said that Bob Cousy was playing in an era with a bunch of guys were plumbers and electricians.
No,
Bob Cousy was before Jerry West.
No, he played against him.
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah. They both played in the 60s.
Yeah, they did overlap, I think.
Elgin, Baylor, and nothing wrong with being an electrician. Don't get me wrong. No. Plumber. But to say that
his
these guys
point was
were,
those guys didn't have just one job.
I don't care. That was disrespectful. You know, the way you stick up for these guys who disrespect, you know, the pioneers of this game, Sedano. You know,
you guys are
twiddling.
You're just a get off my lawn
you
guy.
You are.
How you figure that?
That's you know what I'm going to get you for Christmas? What? A John Deere. Yeah. So you can mow the lawn.
nothing JJ said is wrong.
Oh, so Muhammad Ali was an electrician and a plumber, too, and so was Jim Brown?
You're
is that what you're saying, guys in that era?
Completely out of context.
No, yes. Michael.
It was
tell
an
him.
Era when there was not elite was training,
Mays,
guys
was
able
Willie
to do
Mays
it 12 months a
year. A
it didn't exist. Like, for example, when I was working minor league baseball, the guys that were pitching during the regular season were working at a grocery store during the offseason.
I mean, Kurt Warner was bagging groceries,
Kurt Warner
for
was
God's
bagging
sake.
Groceries, yeah. I mean, it was a different era.
So what's that got to do with their playing skills?
What he's saying is the training.
I really don't understand what you're talking about. What exactly? What does that mean? Like, they're not good or what?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
that's what he was saying,
it's not what he said.
Yes, no. That's exactly what the way it came off.
I think it kind of is what he said.
Yes.
No, what he's saying is the athletes are bigger, stronger, faster now. That's all
he's
saying.
They train 12 months a year. It's a whole different world.
Somebody threw out a name. It may have been Bob Cousy. Mm. And they said to JJ, and JJ said, Bob Cousy, the guy was an electrician half the
playing
year.
Against electricians.
So was playing, he an electrician?
So Bill Russell
no, he's playing against
Will
against
Chamberlain.
Electricians.
Bill Russell right. playing against Nate Thurman. Oh, those guys, they just have.
I'm going to give you an example in another sport.
Okay.
Messi is a very good player. I
very
talked
good.
To you about this.
Yep.
But I don't think he would have been able to play with Pelé because back in the day, they played with a different kind of ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wouldn't let him through like he goes
it
now.
Was,
because
they allowed more back then?
Yeah,
no,
they will break his leg.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. I think every athlete, like for example, now we see big guys shooting threes.
I mean, Victor Wembanyama is the perfect example of the evolution of the athlete.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But the reality is, like, if you would have gone back and said and placed this level of premium on the three-point shot, I think a lot of guys would have been better three-point
shots.
Like, Michael, you might have even made a three-point shot.
I don't mean my share.
He made one.
Pat Riley would never have let you shoot a three.
He was one for 11 in his career.
One for 11.
Do you remember the one you made?
I shot it from half court because the time was running out.
Did you make? Did you make?
Toe was on the line.
Did you make a half quarter? Is
yes.
the one you made? Like
yeah.
Did you guys see last night?
Yeah,
Max
Strus
won a game with like a 60-footer.
Insane.
Longest in history.
Yeah, it was.
Is
great.
That the longest in history?
Longest 3-point in history.
Yeah.
Really?
To win a game. Longest 3-point game winner.
He was hitting shots all night long, apparently.
Well,
and then
the question is, what do you like now? You like better the basketball that is playing now with the 3-pointers?
Yes.
Or the basketball and the
pass. Well, think of how many points Pete Maravich would have averaged
had
there been a 3-point line.
Well, yeah. I think there needs to be a little more of the balance, right? And I think all sports have gone through this where, I mean, even baseball changed it because they were really ridiculous about like the shifts and all that stuff. So they've catered the rules to the offense.
Yes.
Every sport did it. The NFL did it. I mean, you can't touch anybody now in the NFL.
Yeah, they're actually starting to look at this and may swing the rules back the other way.
By the way,
George and Pepe, I asked these guys this earlier when you weren't here. Is there any one player, anybody in the world, that you would trade one for one for Victor Wembanyama?
No.
You would keep Wemby?
No, of course not. Wemby is
ahead of Jokic.
In a couple of years, nobody's going to be able to stop Wemby.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I don't think I would trade him. And George, nor do I think the Spurs are trading him, but would you?
I mean, Jokic might be close, you know.
He's 29, right?
Right, he's getting up there. Yeah, Luka's
SGA.
Up there. But no, I would take him over those guys long term.
And
yeah.
Isn't it interesting that he's playing on a 12-win team. Yeah, but and we all can see what he's going to be.
They're the youngest team by a long shot in the NBA.
Well, wait a second. Where's Bergman in this?
Where's Bergman?
Yeah, Bergman. Yeah, Bergman.
Oh, yeah, you said he's a bust.
Would you trade
in half, right?
He called him a bust. Ask Mason.
Oh yeah, my God. You did call him a bust.
I don't want to explain this yet again. I know you love this bit so much. But
no,
I don't.
It's not a
you
bit.
Asked Sedano asked
during the answer draft. The
no, I will not trade him
during
a bit.
Crosstalk.
No, Sedano, you asked me if I had to choose one side or the other, well, Hall of Famer or bust. I said I would probably lean towards bust because he's 9 feet tall and 100 pounds. That's exactly what I said. 9 feet tall and 100 pounds. That was my joke.
This is Greg's version of the story. George, what
is your real version of the story?
No, your story
is
wrong.
Mason was here sitting next to me. You were not here that day.
You're never going to take my side.
And we were talking about the draft, okay? And Mason and I were talking about Wemby, and then you were like, he's not going to last. He's built like a twig. He's not going to he's going to break down. He weighs 120 pounds.
Yeah. 100 pounds.
And you said he's going to be a bust. Like, you
I did
literally
not,
said
I
those
did
things.
Not say he's going to. I said the other stuff. I said that he's
a twig.
You
said he's going to be a bust,
I said he was
he's
seven.
He's not going to last.
He's 7'8", and I raised it.
You said he's going to. I swear to God, I hope we can find the
podcast. Then I raised it to 8'5", and 100 pounds, and it was 9 feet, and 25 pounds.
Get the tape.
Get the tape.
Let's go to the audio tape.
You think Mason and I remember the exact same thing
well, you
for, like, for
same
no
same
reason?
Even I remember
no,
it, and
no.
I have a terrible memory.
That's why. You will never take my side ever.
I always take side.
And also,
I'm always
you have the worst memory out of anybody here.
People talk crap
you
about
misremember
you.
Everything.
I always defend you. I'm always defending. Everybody here has said things about you during this show.
Yeah.
And I
is it in the break or on the
side.
Air?
No, on the air. The moment
you,
we go Bergie. To break, people are talking about you.
Thank you, Cappy. Do you remember it, Cappy? You remember it.
I'll trade somebody for him.
Yeah. Who?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'll trade somebody. He's going to fall. He's going to break in half. He's going to break in half at some
Cappy's
point.
He's just taking the other side.
Yeah. Wemby the bust.
Yeah, I got to be on Bergman's side. I got to give Bergman a little bit of support.
Yeah. Appreciate
okay, Cappy and
you.
Cappy and Bergman Island.
Luca plays any defense? Is he a good defender?
Not yet.
No, not there yet.
But Jokic's getting better defensively.
Yeah, he's gotten much better.
Do you think that Wemby is a good defender?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, leads the NBA in blocks, and he's 19.
And this is his rookie year.
I know.
Yeah.
It's scary.
All right, we're back tomorrow at 1.
Where are you going?
Cappy and Sedano next, leading you up to Lakers-Clippers.